on a Monday. It is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A year and a half into the pandemic, all the legislative spending, the major bills, the federal economic aid dispensed, it really starts to blur together and get fuzzy. So we aim for some clarity on where the federal dollars are going in Wisconsin and what is still in state coffers. Our state has received billions in federal dollars aimed at managing the pandemic recovery and easing the economic burden to Wisconsin families and businesses. What do you think of how Governor Evers has allocated CARES Act or ARPA, funds from the American Rescue Plan Act? Are you satisfied with the transparency of the process? 800-642-1234 to join in. Joel Brennan is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Administration. Secretary Brennan, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hey, Kate, thanks for having me this morning. It's great to be with you again.
Good morning. Wisconsin has received roughly $4.5 billion from the federal government for the various responses to the pandemic. Is that money, has it been enough?
Well, you know, I think the important thing is there's two questions. Is it enough and has it gone to the areas of most immediate need? And I can guarantee you that none of this has been as elegant as any of us would have liked. But I think standing, you know, a year and a half into the pandemic, I think we've been able to provide significant direct support to small businesses, to the healthcare infrastructure around the state, to lots of those areas of need. Only the future will tell if we've been able to keep people afloat and then, hopefully put some wind behind them as the pandemic ends. But I do think we've done a good job, and we've tried to listen to the stakeholders around the state of getting those dollars into the areas of most immediate need.
Do you think there has been fiscal accountability and transparency in the process, in the federal pandemic relief aid going into Wisconsin?
No, I think we've tried to, as much as we can, to be as transparent as possible with this. On our Department of Administration website, it outlines for virtually every dollar of the CARES Act, that was the money that came to Wisconsin, about $2 billion under the Trump administration. We've outlined all that. We're still in the process of spending, as you know, the rescue plan dollars and doing everything we can to transparently let people know what the small businesses are. Just to, you know, as an example of that, over the last several weeks, we've gotten out about $70 and $75 million directly to the lodging industry around the state of Wisconsin. About 900 or so recipients around the state who are hotels were the recipients of those dollars. In the next few days, we'll publish the list of all of those businesses, how many dollars they got. And we've done that throughout the pandemic and throughout all of the reporting around this relief. So we're trying as much as we can to be transparent about it. Importantly, we also are trying to ensure that we get those dollars to the areas of need, specifically the tourism hospitality industry is one that's been really hurt by the pandemic, and it's one that's not going to be quick to recover either. So we made some contributions and we allocated funds around the CARES dollars that we're doing that with the rescue plan dollars. And I think Wisconsin's been a leader in some ways around some of those industries. But, you know, we continue to work on making sure that we get these dollars to those areas of most need, and those are going to have the most impact in ensuring that, from an economic standpoint, that Wisconsin can make a strong recovery from COVID-19.
You mentioned businesses, and a report released last month by your department showed that of the $2.5 billion most recently provided to Wisconsin, $650 million went to support small businesses. What small businesses qualified for that funding?
Well, the largest portion of that was any business in the state of Wisconsin, virtually any business that had between $10,000 and $7 million of revenue was able to qualify for a $5,000 direct grant. That's 70,000 or more businesses around the state of Wisconsin. So that's the largest chunk of those dollars that we've been able to get out. And we have gotten those dollars out the door to most of those businesses. So, you know, we've tried to take an approach where we can do some of the things for that virtually every business can receive like that. You know, any business that's looking to start up that needed to create inventory, all of those things as they were moving forward, they were able to qualify for that. And then we've done specific programs for the movie theater industry, for summer camps, for the hotel and lodging industries, for other third live events and the businesses that are around those that have had a more significant impact from COVID-19, and those industries that, once again, unfortunately, are not going to be able to recover as quickly as we have had the Delta variant and as we've had the other things that have really made the last few months more challenging as a result of those changes. We need to ensure that those industries can continue to weather that storm, because their recovery is not going to be as immediate as in some other areas.
Well, let's pick that apart for a moment. The live music venues, the movie theaters, the performance halls, those small businesses that were receiving some aid. How was it decided how much money these venues could receive?
Yeah, well, you know, in some ways, I hope this is not a shock to anybody, but we talked to some of them. I mean, it was direct outreach with independent venues. And in Wisconsin, the independent music venue in the industry here has really been a national leader. They were some of the real drivers behind the Shuttered Venues grant, the Shuttered Venue Operators grant that happened at the federal level.
Mm-hmm.
Those were direct dollars that came back into Wisconsin. And so really what we did was to try to look at and get from them what was the scope of the problem, what were the losses. You know, we do have the benefit, having been in this now for a year and a half, we have the benefit of tax returns having been filed with the Department of Revenue. So, you know, as opposed to the very early days of the pandemic when we were operating on feel and just the immediate response, now we have data that we can hopefully, you know, we've been able to get into a little bit and ensure that what we're doing is measured as opposed in response to the losses that businesses have had, because, you know, it's clearly demonstrated through what people have gone through that there have been significant losses and that they've been targeted, as opposed to other challenges that we've had, the 2008-2009 recession that was really broad-based. As people know about the COVID-19-related recession, it really has been focused and targeted in some areas. Some businesses have continued to do very well, you know, but there are industries and specific sectors that have been really had an outsized impact, and we've tried to make sure that we're directing those dollars to those places of greatest need.
Joel Brennan with us, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Administration, as we talk about federal funding for COVID, how Wisconsin is using that money, where it is going in our state. What do you think of how Governor Evers has allocated federal stimulus money? Are you satisfied with the accountability of the process? Are you concerned that some of the money might have been misspent? What are your issues? 800-642-1234. You know, nationally, the emergency rental assistance program that was created to help pay rent in the pandemic has dispersed funds at a very slow pace. And I'm wondering, what is the pace like for renters in Wisconsin to receive aid?
Yeah, and I think in Wisconsin, generally, we've gotten pretty high marks. We compare favorably to some of the other states around the country. It doesn't mean we've been able to meet every need and that we can't be more efficient. But just to give you some numbers, so in 2020, we spent about $35 million. The governor directed about $35 million of our flexible spending into rental assistance. We did that through the CAP agencies, the community action agencies that operate in every one of the 72 counties in Wisconsin, and we provided assistance to people in every one of those counties, about 13,000 households. So in 2020, we were able to do that. When we got a significantly larger infusion, all totaled about $600 million in 2021, we were able to go back to that same network and repopulate that starting in March. So since March, from the state perspective, we spent about $60 million and responded to about 15,000 households. But that's only in the areas of Wisconsin that are outside the largest communities. So Dane County, Milwaukee County, Brown County, Waukesha County, and the cities of Madison and Milwaukee, they got a direct allocation within that $600 million. So they probably have spent about the same. So, you know, all totaled in 2021, Wisconsin has spent about between $120 million and $130 million We've probably been able to support about between 25 and 30,000 households. You know, that's significant. I think it's better than a lot of other states. Doesn't mean that we're not still looking to, as efficiently as possible, get those dollars out. And, you know, we've had another inflection point in the last few weeks with the end of the federal eviction moratorium. But the data shows that here in Wisconsin, we've been able to slow down and keep our eviction rates lower than where they were in other years throughout this pandemic. So, again, but with that program, as with most of the other of these, we're only as strong as the network of our partners that are getting that out. So the local communities have been good partners. The community action agencies have been good partners. We haven't faced some of the same challenges that they've had in other large states and other states around the rental assistance. But as the weather starts to change and as things get, you know, the things are different here in Wisconsin, we're going to be responsible to adapt for that and make sure that we're rolling with the punches and being flexible and agile and ensuring that we get those dollars out the door. Because as opposed to some other times, this is not a time where the resources are the challenge. There are resources to be able to get out there. It's communication, it's the network, it's the partnership that we have that's going to ensure that we can get those dollars out the door in a real efficient manner.
You mentioned as seasons change, and I think that, you know, your report notes that as of July 31st, almost $417 million have been reserved for future response. What do you make of holding money back for future response, and how do you distinguish that?
Well, I think if there's one thing we've all learned during COVID-19 is that things are going to change, and no one can predict what the future is going to hold. And so, you know, I think what the governor believes in this administration is just that it's the responsible thing to ensure that we have some resources that are available to be flexible and agile as things change in the coming months. Just to give you a sense, with the federal CARES dollars, those dollars, it was about $2 billion. Those dollars were spent about 50% on the public health response and 50% on the economic response. As we moved into the rescue plan dollars in 2021, our intention has been to spend about 20% on the public health response, about 80% of those dollars on the economic response, because that's where the challenges have been. And also, that's where we were moving in the direction of really trying to get on top of COVID-19, and the vaccines were, you know, had a successful rollout and all those things. Well, as the Delta variant has come up and as the more healthcare challenges have been realized over the last few months, it's only the responsible thing for us to hold some of those dollars and to make sure that we have dollars ready to go if there's a need for significant investment on the public health infrastructure side. So, you know, so I hope that, and I think the intention is that with those $400 million, if we can make sure we're navigating our way through getting people vaccinated and ensure we're doing the right thing over the next few months, that those are additional dollars that can go into workforce development, that can go into direct grants to small businesses, to infrastructure, broadband, those things. So we want to make sure that we're making those long-term investments where we can and meeting the immediate needs. But we've got to make sure that we have dollars ready for the public health response, because we know that those things are going to change, and we know that they have over the last 18 months.
We have Department of Administration Secretary Joel Brennan on the line, fielding your questions on how the Evers administration is managing the state's COVID relief fund and state and local fiscal recovery funds made possible through pandemic aid from the federal government. 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a minute on the Ideas Network. It's a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're tracing federal pandemic aid that's come to Wisconsin with the Secretary of the Department of Administration, Joel Brennan, here. The Evers administration last month announced planned allocations of more than $4.5 billion from two pots of money made possible by the CARES Act funds and ARPA, the American Rescue Plan Act. And last year, the Evers administration dispensed nearly $2 billion in federal pandemic aid, according to the state's COVID response and recovery dashboard. What needs have gone unaddressed by federal relief packages? What else can be done to help? 800-642-1234. DOA Secretary Joel Brennan is with us for about eight more minutes. Secretary, earlier this year, the legislature had attempted to take control of how federal relief dollars would be spent, and the governor vetoed that legislation. Who is consulting the governor on how to use this money?
Well, we certainly have had influence from legislators, and they have input that they have provided. But really, the significant input that's been received has been from stakeholders. I'll give you examples. So you've got the movie theater industry not only in the upper Midwest, but across the country that has been hugely influenced in a negative way by COVID-19, and we still have challenges, not only about people being able to come back to movie theaters and their willingness, but also product being available from the major studios. And so that's been a challenge. About a year ago, last summer, the organization that does that, which is populated by individual theater owners and those who've been operating these for generations, reached out to the governor's office. We had some contact with them and formulated a plan where each movie theater around the state that qualified would get about between $10,000 and $15,000 per screen. It became a model that other states used around us. So it really is input from the small businesses that have been affected, and there are countless ones that have reached out to this administration, reached out to their local legislator, or just been part of being able to inform and influence how we're able to spend these dollars. Because as we were talking about earlier, this is not a problem that is as widespread. It's very focused, this recession, in certain industries. And in some ways, I hope the results bear it out. Wisconsin's got an unemployment rate that's under 4%. It's very close to pre-pandemic levels. We've got more people in the workforce. Our participation rate is better than some of the other states around the country and what the national average is. We all have workforce challenges that we're still going to be meeting now and in the years to come. But the evidence demonstrates that what we've been doing in Wisconsin has had some positive impact, but it comes from really some of the voices of the people who've been most influenced by this and have been hurt during the COVID-19 pandemic.
These dollars will be dispersed for years to come. Do you think that this approach, having these informal conversations with Wisconsinites as to where and how much money should be spent, do you feel like that is the roadmap for the future in dispersing this federal aid?
Well, I think it's always important to have conversation with real people. The governor, from the before his first budget, had listening sessions around the state, as opposed to his predecessor, who did most of that behind closed doors, to have real conversations with real people about how these dollars get spent. So are we going to continue to do those things? I think absolutely that's the tone that Governor Evers has set, and he's going to continue to be doing those things. I think we always have to look at, and COVID-19 has taught us the lesson, that the challenges today are probably different than the ones we're going to face in 30, 60 days, 6 months, 9 months. As you say, the dollars from the Rescue Plan Act, they need to be, by the end of 2024, they need to be obligated, they need to be spent by the end of 2026. The lion's share of the dollars in Wisconsin are going to be spent before that because we're meeting emergency needs. But there are some things around infrastructure and the longer term that I think we can use these dollars to help influence for the good in the years to come.
Yeah, the influence of the good. How will you figure out the impact of these dollars, what impact they've had in terms of, your return on investment and how that investment has been used?
Well, there are different levels of that. I can assure you that some of the dollars, because we've heard this from some businesses, that the dollars that they've gotten have kept them in business and helped them weather this storm in the short term. I think what the state's unemployment rate in the near term and the labor participation rate are good measures of how we're recovering over the longer term, just ensuring that we have the ability for people to stay in business. But the other thing about this, and I think this is something that the governor has said since the beginning of the pandemic, and the ability to use and leverage some of these federal resources, if our intention is just to go back to where we were in February or March of 2020, that will not have been the right kind of response and the right kind of recovery from COVID-19. Hmm. So some of the dollars are going into equitable recovery, making sure that people who have not been enjoying the same opportunity in Wisconsin have some that comes out of COVID-19, that we are doing everything we can to bring more people into prosperity in the state. And those are communities of color. Those are communities that have had disinvestment over the course of the last generation in some cases. And so we have a responsibility to try to ensure that what we're doing brings more people along and allows them to live in the kind of Wisconsin that we all dream of.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Joel Brennan, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Administration, as we look at how federal funding for COVID has been dispersed in Wisconsin and how the money is being used. Secretary, Congress authorized more than $190 billion to help schools reopen and to stay open in the pandemic. How has money for schools been dispersed in Wisconsin, and how do you ensure that the pandemic aid, that federal aid, is reaching the most vulnerable students?
Well, a lot of those dollars have gone directly to school districts, and they've had the ability to deploy those. And in large part, you know, while we have the significant challenges around the Delta variant, the first few weeks of school here, I think, there have been ups and downs. But I think it's important. I think everyone around the state recognizes it's really important to have kids back in school. My son graduated from a Milwaukee public school as an eighth grader last year. He was in the classroom for all of about 2.5 weeks throughout the whole academic year, and he was not alone across the Milwaukee public school system. And so getting kids back in and ensuring that they have opportunities to do learning is something that we all should be invested in. From the state level, where the governor has had some discretion, and that mainly came with CARES dollars, we've been deploying those to the areas of most need and the districts that have evidenced most of that need. But I think clearly we want to make sure we continue to get people back into schools. And, you know, if I can make one other plug, it's, you know, the best way for us to do that, the best way to ensure that we move forward, yeah, some of these federal dollars are really important towards that, but people doing the right thing in their own personal household, getting vaccinated, getting kids who are over the age of 12 vaccinated, and making sure that we can do that, that's the best thing that we can do moving forward to ensure that everybody in the academic world, in the business world, in our own communities and neighborhoods, that we can move forward from COVID-19.
Secretary Brennan, thank you for joining us.
Kate, thanks. It's always great to be with you.
Joel Brennan, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Administration. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is a State Capitol Report on The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.